that's another hard hit, and it's hot on the heels of an increase on the 1st of April this year. Many of your listeners will remember that petrol increased by 4 cents per litre, diesel by 3 cents, and marked gas oil by 1.7%. That was on the 1st of April this year, a really significant increase, and precisely the same again on the 1st of August, at 4 cents on petrol, 3 cents on diesel, and 1.7% on marked gas. So in total, that's 8 cents on every litre of petrol. And that's not even the end of it. On the 9th of October, we're looking at a further 2 cents per litre on petrol. So all in all, Donal, in this year alone, we are looking at an extra 10 cents per litre on petrol and 8.5 cents per litre on diesel. And those three increases are nothing to do with the price of oil or gas. They're just increases in excise and carbon tax, etc., for the state coffers.
You've highlighted already, Deputy, the stark hikes that we've seen already this year. And by the time the end of 2024 rolls around, those increases will be even higher. Can you give us any reasons as to why these hikes keep being introduced and why the prices keep going up?
Well, the government will tell us, of course, that they're just reinstating what was there before. And that is correct. That is precisely what they're doing. But they are not looking at the fact that that reinstatement means, as I said, that for every litre of petrol or diesel that somebody puts into their car, the state is taking €1. That is a huge amount of money to begin with. You know, it's not as if we're short of money. It's not as if the state badly needs the money. And this is a really hard hit, as I said, for those who need their cars to bring their children to school or go to work, for those who are transporting goods. It hits those in rural areas harder. And of course, Donald, the border area is the hardest hit. I don't think they're looking at the aspect of the border, or especially for those living in rural areas, when they just say we're reinstating things to where they are. Right now, it's, and I don't like using the word disaster, but right now, for many petrol stations along the border, and for those who are in business along the border, and in that I include Sligo, this is not good news. This is bad news, because people will travel.